This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. You work hard on your garden, you work hard on your yard, and you've been rewarded with big, beautiful flowers, trees, vegetables, and fruits. Then it happens. Overdrift from a neighboring field or pasture comes wafting into your yard, and now everything is falling apart, or at least looks like it is. Leaves, and in some cases the whole plant, is curling up into twisted crooks. All that work and pride in your yard has come undone by the single action of another. I've been an extension agent for a few years now, and these are often the emotions of those who have been overdrifted upon. They're emotions of anger, sadness, and usually a confusion of how this type of infringement upon their property is even allowed. It is probably one of the more difficult conversations like an agronomist like I am to have with people. First, let's talk about overdrift science. Overdrift comes in two different forms, particle drift and vapor drift. Particle drift is the direct movement of herbicide particles that move down from the wind from a sprayer. Sprayers attempt to control this movement by monitoring wind direction and speed. Also, droplet size can be somewhat controlled by the different nozzles on the sprayer. The other type of drift, vapor drift, comes from the field itself. Some herbicides can volatilize into the air after application, and then those microscopically small particles can waft with even the slightest breeze or settle into the low areas like fog does. This type of drift is hard to predict because it happens after the application. It's also important to understand just how sensitive some plants are to herbicides. Grape and tomato seems to be the most sensitive to some of our more common class of herbicides. Both can be severely damaged with a dicamba rate that is 100 times less than intended for a field application. Damage is even visible at a 1/1000th of a rate. This is a 1/10th of a teaspoon of dicamba herbicide over an acre. Given that incredible sensitivity, you can see why it can be hard for an applicator to prevent damage to a nearby garden, even if following all the rules of application. So, what do you do about it? My biggest advice is to try and prevent it from ever happening. Talk to your neighbors, calmly and neighborly, and let them know. Often, it wasn't actually them that sprayed the field, but a commercial applicator. However, they have some control over when and how their fields get sprayed. Wind direction and speed are very important factors in preventing herbicide drift. Another tool for commercial growers is called Drift Watch. While it's all voluntary, it allows for specialty crop growers and beekeepers to register sites to let sprayers keep in mind. Unfortunately, this isn't for homeowners with backyard gardens. There are lots of rules and regulations to herbicide use. If a homeowner is fairly certain that a herbicide was used incorrectly, then they can report it to the Kansas Department of Ag. This report triggers a series of responses, including the KDA contacting the homeowner, the landowner, and the applicator. The KDA investigator will review the facts and see if the application was made on label or not. Penalties can include fines or even revoking the applicator license, but honestly, I've never heard about that side of the investigation. A homeowner could, if they are truly mad enough, take the situation to court and sue for financial damages. Save for helping people find herbicide testing labs, Extension does not get involved with that sort of legal matter. Beyond this extreme option of getting the courts involved, there isn't much else a homeowner can do. This is why knowing your neighbors and preventing is paramount in dealing with herbicide drift for gardening homeowners. If you have any questions about drift damage, please give me a call at any Wildcat Extension office. The number for Girard is 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.